We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Glory of War podcast here on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented by M-Prize Bank. My name is Jared Sutton. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jeff Hawkins. Jeff, I know your season's concluded on the coaching front, and now you're completely locked in now to the college basketball season. As we gear up, one more game for most teams left until we start talking about conference tournaments next week. One more to go for Mizzou. Not been a fun year, but always good to talk college basketball.
Yeah, for sure. Got a little bit more extra time on my hand now, so that's that bittersweet part of it, the sweet end of it. I get to figure out what I'm going to do with my time, and you know, it goes right to basketball, which is fun, you know, because again, you mentioned conference play is ending up leading into conference tournaments, which leads into March Madness, and it's a very fun time right now.
Yeah, no question. We'll dive right into it. Look, we'd love to be starting this podcast talking about a Mizzou win. Yeah. You know, I know, Jeff, we were talking hopefully maybe two, but now we only got one more opportunity for Mizzou, but been a long, dark road. They're on a 17-game losing streak. Right now, they're one loss away from history, going winless in league play, which is just wild to say. Considering last year we were talking about a 25-win team and a top four team in the SEC and an NCAA tournament win, and it just goes to show you how quick a team can change in 1 year, just overnight, in an off season. And you know, that's a good thing. There were a couple of players that moved on to the pro level and guys that are playing overseas, so there's positive in it. It's definitely not gone the way that I know Coach Gates and the staff thought it would go. There are reasons for that. Coach Gates did meet with the media today, heard a little bit of that press conference. I think there's some truth to what he said. There has been some issues that have gone on with guys and injuries, and I didn't realize the amount of surgeries that have gone on with players. They've had 5 surgeries during the season, not even before the season, so it's not an excuse by any means, but there has been some things that I just don't – there's things that not have gone according to plan, and that's frustrating. But I do appreciate that they're continuing to compete. We say it all the time, Jeff, like as players, you want to see guys continue to play hard, not just roll the balls out. And they do play, you know, hard, and they are committed to each other. It's frustrating because they're not winning games. They have had lead. We the last time we had this podcast, they lost by 5 to Tennessee, which is a top 5 team. They just won the SEC. We thought they might have a chance to go to Arkansas, and in that game, they were close. They had a lead, especially in the first half. They were great in the first half. Arkansas made a run towards the end of the first half, and then ended up blowing the doors off in the second half. Sean East, again, continues to be great. If there's one positive to the season, it's Sean East and the season he's had. We'll keep talking about him because he does deserve it. He's been excellent. I love what Chris Beard said about him in Chris Beard fashion. He said, I can't wait for him to leave the conference and be done because I think he gave Coach Beard quite the stressor in Columbia on Saturday. Mizzou had a chance to win that game against Ole Miss. And Ole Miss ended up pulling away late, but Sean East again was great in that game. For an undersized point guard, for a point guard that was just kind of in a backup role, that was a facilitator and more of like a, you know, secondary ball handler, secondary scorer. He's been one of the best stories in the SEC, and I know it's a winless team, so he just doesn't really get a lot of that chatter that some of these other guys get. But I do give Sean a ton of credit because he has been the leader. Every time I watch a Mizzou game through this losing streak, he looks like he's the same guy. You know, like he's still communicating with the young guys. I do appreciate that. I do think there's something to be said for that. It speaks to the character of the kid. It speaks to, you know, his love for the game. It speaks to, you know, him knowing it's bigger than him. And, you know, you have to find those type of, I think, I've never been in this situation before, but I think it would be easy to point fingers and go the other direction. And I think Sean East is a big reason why it has not gone that way.
Yeah. And kind of piggybacking off of that, like you say, he deserves every bit of it because he's never complained. And like you said, 17 game wins, losing streak. He's never complained. He still goes out and plays the same from the first game of the season to how he is right now. He's a winner. I mean, and I know that might sound a little weird, but he is a definite winner. He cares. And to me, that's a winner at the end of the day. He's not pouting. He's still giving back to those young guys, coaching them up, not checking out. Sometimes you can see seniors, they get in this checkout mode. And I think that's really cool because he's never checked out. And he's still going as hard as he can. And although it's one game left, he's playing that game like it's one game left. And he's played every game like that. And I think one of the biggest things with Sean and that I've always been impressed with watching him, especially this year, was just his consistency. But the way he was, his consistency, I think that was one of the biggest things that I love watching. And, you know, there's so many other tangibles when you talk about his leadership, his care. I think, like you talked about, you know, he's still coaching those young guys. And for a guy to be having the season that he is where, you know, I think I counted like 13 or 14 games where it could have went either way that Mizzou lost. And again, when you talk about the injuries, the surgeries, like people, you know, outside looking in, it just, you know, you may think, hey, you got the players, just they got to go out and perform. Well, there's a lot of factors that going in, you know, especially when it starts coming to health, and when you're not 100%, you know, that factors with a lot of players where they might not have that bounce, that go that they normally have. So that does play a factor, and you know, just sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way. And some of those situations, like I said, 13, 14 games to where it could have been a different outcome. So, but the fact that Sean East is, you know, still playing strong, having that leadership, I think that's very remarkable to watch.
We'll take a quick break, but before we do, we did want to tell you about Home Field Apparel. Home Field is committed to creating incredibly comfortable, officially licensed apparel with vintage college designs. Home Field has a growing collection of over 150 plus colleges to choose from, including your favorite team's unique logos, mascots, and iconic moments to create thoughtfully designed apparel. Shop your latest team's apparel, head to homefieldapparel.com, use the promo code KCSN23 for 15% off your first order.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Border War Podcast here on the Kansas City Sports Network. We're presented by Emprise Bank. I'm Jared Sutton, joined by Jeff Hawkins. And Jeff, I did want to kind of hit on, you know, something just kind of diving back into this team. And I do it just to kind of think about what to look for in the future, where this team goes from here. Obviously, you know, there's still games to be played. SEC tournament, Mizzou will get a game there. But if you look at just what has been consistent for majority of the season for this team, I think the frustration that fans have is Mizzou has had leads in a lot of these games in the SEC, and they wonder, like, well, how come they just can't close it out? They have a lead in the first half, or they'll have a lead in the second half against good teams, or they'll be on the road and be in a game, and you're thinking, man, I didn't even think they were going to be in this game, and then they kind of just they go away from things that brought them success. And it is something to do with personnel for sure. That's a part of it. I do think there's things that Coach Gates is doing that's good from a coaching standpoint. Like, for them to be in games and having leads, and I know they're not winning these games, but there are some things to take away, because when you look at how they match up with other rosters in the SEC, it's just they're kind of lacking in some areas. I think you saw it in the Ole Miss game. I think they could have won that Ole Miss game many of times during that game. They don't have much of a bench. Their young guys are taking longer to develop probably than what maybe they have envisioned. You know, they're asking some guys to kind of do things that are outside of probably their skill set right now. And that can be tough to do, especially against good teams. And the SEC is a very improved league. It's much different than when Mizzou joined the SEC back in 2012. I mean, it's a very good league. It's going to have the second most teams in the NCAA tournament behind the Big 12. And, you know, you look at some of these other teams and just the athleticism, the size, the length, rim protection, bench, like Mizzou just is not matching that. And I think that's something that Coach Gates is going to look at as we go to the offseason, and the portal will be a big part of this. Keeping that freshman class intact is very important. Mizzou's got a great recruiting class coming in with Anar Boateng and Marcus Allen, who's a very good defender. Teal Barrett, who's a very good point guard. They got some bigs coming in. I mean, their recruiting class is solid, and they're probably going to be, you know, asked to come in and compete and hopefully be impactful as young players right away. And that's looking, you know, kind of ahead. But just taking what we're seeing this year compared to what they're coming, what they're bringing in the recruiting class. Like, they're addressing size, they're addressing athleticism. Marcus Allen is going to be a very good defender in terms of being a versatile defender. I think Enner Boateng is a big-time athlete, and he's very skilled out of Arkansas that will be coming in to get excited about. T.O. Barrett is just a very floor general, smooth, great decision-making point guard. And for freshmen, there'll be adjustments, there'll be hurdles. But it does feel like with the recruiting class that this staff identified, wait, this is what we're going to have to build at some point. Last year, they go to the tournament, and they had to, you know, ride Kobe Brown, who was an older player. They brought in transfers, and they really hit that year one, and they it was a great success. You look at this year, it's kind of been a step back, which I think everybody kind of knew that was probably going to happen, not to this level. But then moving forward, you just kind of look at what they're bringing in and then what they might look to address in the portal, hopefully. It is going to look different, I think, next year from just a personnel standpoint of what might be different year three to year two.
Yeah, and to me, that key word again that's sticking out of my mind is that personnel. And sometimes when you don't have that personnel, that will lead to, you know, sometimes where you see them competing in these games and, you know, they're playing strong for, you know, a solid 25, 27 minutes. And then it's a breakdown. You know, sometimes the personnel, you know, it'll allow you to break down. And, you know, when you can bring in some good quality personnel from guys that, you know, that are still being able to show that, you know, it's just not, you're not just getting blown out. You're still having a fighting chance. You're just not closing out. You're losing a lead. You know, sometimes with stronger personnel, you can withstand some of that stuff a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to, you know, see what that personnel, and there's a lot of personnel issues, you know, with the injuries, again, we talked about. So it's going to be interesting to see how that new personnel, when they come in, how they're going to gel, how they're going to be able to fight through some things, and just how they're going to be able to, you know, play, if they're going to have that ability to be able to play through a little bit longer. When you have a good recruiting class, it also helps the level of play. And it starts in the summer, starts in the off season. So when those guys get on campus in June, so it's going to be interesting to see how that personnel changes with that good, that stronger recruiting class that he has in 2024.
Yeah. You look at, too, like the current freshman class, Jordan Butler has been starting, but he's not really drawing double-digit minutes. So he is starting. Anthony Robinson playing quite a bit at the beginning of the year. I know there's, and he was kind of banged up a little bit. He played, you know, good chunk of minutes against Auburn, played 16 minutes against Auburn. Trent Pierce has played a few minutes here and there. We'll see. Like, you know, you never know who's going to be back, who's going to be in the portal. That's just modern day today's college basketball. That just is what it is. And, you know, I think this is going to be one of those off seasons where I think Coach Gates and the staff really look at where'd we go wrong? You know, what do we need to do to kind of get this thing back and running and try to do it as quick as possible?
Yeah. I will mention too, these last couple games, Aiden Shaw has really kind of impressed me a little bit. I think he should be more aggressive on the offensive end because he's getting to the line. He shoots a good percentage. So I think he should be more aggressive on the offensive end because he's still shooting a solid percentage, just not shooting enough shots. But the thing that I like most is seeing him when you see that rebound column, you know, when he's out there rebounding. So that's another kid too, when you talk about, you know, personnel getting him into next year with a new with that new personnel, it's gonna be fun to see his development from this year to next year as well, too. The start of next season.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I mean he's been great, and I know it's been kind of an up and down roller coaster season for him. But my gosh, is he just a freak of nature athlete? I mean, he is high level athleticism. He is that SEC athlete that just jumps off the page, and hear other coaches talk about him. Just like, he just does stuff sometimes in games. You're like, not a lot of guys can do what he just did. I mean, he's lob dunks, he's catching where it's like, how did he get that ball? Like, the pass is behind him, and you know it's out of his range, and he can just go get it. I think the biggest thing is the Auburn game is a perfect example of, I think Missouri was minus 25 points in the paint. They got blown out on the glass. they're going to have to address the interior. You know, they were able to get away with it. They played a little small ball-ish with Kobe Brown and kind of that group that first year. I think things that took place this year did not go. I think they were trying to maybe focus in a little bit of a smaller ball lineup, but they did address size and height if they needed to. It just hasn't worked, and they're going to have to address that as well in the offseason. They got one game to go. They're at LSU. If anybody saw the LSU-Arkansas game, both teams, it was back and forth, high scoring. Both those teams were around 500. Missouri gave Arkansas a pretty good game. I expect Missouri to give LSU a game. I'd love to see them win a game just to kind of close it out and not have the goose egg. But we'll see. That means they're going to have to put 40 minutes together, make shots, defend for 40 minutes, and try to be competitive on the glass and try to be competitive in the paint. And hopefully Sean East can continue to carry him and Aiden Shaw can continue to play well.
Yes.
And a lot of these older guys can close out their college careers strong. We'll be covering, a lot as we move forward. But Jeff, as always, appreciate your insight. We'll be talking ball here next week.
You betcha.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.